Thousands of letters make plea for Frank. The Atlanta Constitution, Wednesday, 28th April, 1915, page 9, column 4. Letters pour into the governor's office from every section of the country. Over 15,000 letters have been received in Governor Slayton's office within the past month in regard to the case of Leo Frank, under sentence of death for the killing of Mary Fagan on April 26, 1913. With a very few exceptions, the writers of the letters plead for a commutation and ask that Frank be given a life sentence in the penitentiary. A few letters have been received by the prison commission asking that Frank be saved from the death penalty. Two letters, signed anonymously, state that Frank should not have his sentence commuted. The letters to the governor have been pouring in every day for 4 or 5 weeks. Last January, several hundred were received, and then they ceased until the Supreme Court of the United States declined to interfere in the case. Last Saturday, 1,832 letters were received by the governor. On Monday, the number was over 800, and on Tuesday morning, in one mail alone, the number was over 300. The letters come from every section of the country. It is impossible to read all of them, so they are tied in bundles and filed away.